Hey everyone, welcome back to Builders Briefing. I'm Alex, alongside Sam, and we have a packed one today. Open source models hitting frontier performance, Claude making it easier to switch, Carpathy teaching us all again, and some really interesting developer tooling drops.
Yeah, there's a theme running through all of today's news, and I think people are going to pick up on it pretty fast. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story. Alibaba dropped Qwen 3.5 in two sizes, 122 billion and 35 billion parameters. And here's the headline. The 35B model is benchmarking at Anthropic's Sonnet 4.5 level on key tasks.
Okay, that's wild.
35 billion parameters. That's small enough to run on a beefy Mac Studio or a single A100 with quantization. You're talking frontier-class performance on consumer hardware.
Exactly. No API calls, no rate limits, no per-token billing, full data privacy. If you're running inference-heavy workloads, RAG pipelines, coding agents, structured extraction, the economics of that just changed overnight.
Right. And what's important here is don't just trust the benchmark numbers. Spin it up with Llama.cpp or VLLM and test it against your actual eval suite on your data. Every model has quirks, but if it holds up on your tasks, you just eliminated a massive cost center.
And the bigger signal is this. Every quarter, the open source frontier catches up by another generation. The window where closed model providers can charge premium prices for premium quality is shrinking fast. If your product depends on one provider's moat, you should be designing for portability right now.
Build your value above inference. That's the takeaway I keep coming back to. The model layer is becoming a commodity.
Which actually dovetails perfectly with our next story. Anthropic shipped a memory import feature for Claude. You can go to their import page, link in the briefing, and port your conversation history and preferences from ChatGPT or other assistants. Switching cost just dropped to zero.
That's interesting because it tells you where Anthropic thinks the moat is. It's not the model itself anymore. It's user context, personalization, stickiness. They're basically saying, come for the model, stay for the memory.
And speaking of Claude, there's a new MCP server called Context Mode that cuts Claude Code's context usage by 98% per session. That directly hits your API bill and lets you work on much larger code bases without blowing through token limits.
98%? That's not an optimization, that's a paradigm shift. If you're using Claude Code for anything beyond small scripts, go integrate that today. Link in the briefing.
Also worth calling out, Andre Carpathy published MicroGPT, a minimal GPT implementation stripped down to the absolute essentials. 521 points on Hacker News. If you're onboarding junior engineers or you just want to truly understand what's happening under the hood, this is the single best resource out there.
Carpathy has this gift for making complex things feel approachable without dumbing them down. Every team should have at least one person who's gone through something like this. You can't debug what you don't understand.
One more on the AI side. There's a working demo of ad-supported AI chat that someone shipped. It's a preview of where consumer AI might be heading. And if you're building AI products, it's worth thinking about whether your pricing model survives a world where inference is subsidized by ads.
The race to the bottom on inference pricing was already happening. Ads accelerate that to free. Scary if you're charging from raw model access, great if you're building value on top.
Okay, let's shift to developer tools, because there are some really good ones. Microsoft's Markdown just hit 4,000 stars on GitHub. It's a Python tool that converts any Office document to Markdown. PDFs, docs, PPTX, all to clean Markdown ready for chunking and embedding.
Oh, this is one of those tools that solves the most annoying step in every RAG pipeline. Everyone hand-rolls document conversion, and it's always messy. Having Microsoft maintain a proper tool for this is huge.
Vercel also shipped an official agent skills library, pre-built capabilities you can compose into AI agents. Browser automation, file operations, all standardized. If you're on Next.js building agent-powered features, this saves you a ton of plumbing.
I love that pattern, agent skills as composable building blocks. Between this and MCP servers becoming the standard integration layer for giving agents access to data, we're seeing a real stack emerge for agent development.
And And there's a great essay making the rounds called AI Made Writing Code Easier, Engineering Harder. The argument is that while AI handles syntax, the hard parts, architecture, trade-offs, debugging production systems, haven't gotten easier and may have gotten harder as code bases grow faster.
That resonates deeply. I've seen teams ship code faster than ever, but the architectural debt accumulates just as fast. The skill set you need to hire for is shifting. Less about writing code, more about designing systems and reviewing AI output critically.
Related to that, there's a new methodology called Verified Spec-Driven Development, VSDD, that combines formal specifications with AI code generation and uses verification to catch when the AI drifts from the spec. 171 points on Hacker News, with 90 comments. The discussion alone is worth reading.
That's exactly the kind of guardrail we need. Let the AI generate, but verify against a formal spec. It's the trust but verify approach applied to AI coding.
Quick infrastructure note. Alibaba also open-sourced Hygris, an API gateway designed specifically for AI workloads. Model routing, token-based rate limiting, multi-model load balancing, all built in. If you're running multiple models in production, this is purpose-built for you.
Alibaba is having quite a week between Qwen 3.5 and Hygris. They're building the full stack for self-hosted AI, the model and the infrastructure to serve it.
On the security side, quick but important, Samsung pushed an update that removes sideloading from the Android recovery menu. If you're building or distributing Android apps outside the Play Store, your Samsung install path just broke.
Ouch! That's a big deal for enterprise app distribution and anyone in the sideloading ecosystem. It's a broader signal that OEMs are locking down distribution channels. Keep an eye on this one.
All right, let's bring it home. The theme this week is unmistakable. The model layer is commoditizing faster than most product roadmaps account for. Qwen 3.5 matching Sonnet 4.5 at 35B, Claude shipping memory import to reduce switching costs, MCP servers slashing API bills, all in the same week.
Right. So if you're building on AI, invest your engineering time in the layers above inference. Data pipelines, mark it down for ingestion. Agent orchestration, versal agent skills, MCP servers. Verified output quality, VSDD. That's where the durable value lives.
The teams that win will be the ones who can swap models quarterly without rewriting their product. Design for portability, build above inference, and test everything on your own data.
Well said. It's a great time to be building. The tools have never been better, and they're only getting cheaper.
That's it for today's Builders Briefing. All the links are in the show notes. We'll see you tomorrow.